Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. Welcome. Thanks for joining us here this half hour just for you guys up early with us. We appreciate you. The weekend is here. How you doing?
Not too bad. It was a nice day yesterday. I had Whataburger for the first time ever. They just opened up their first location here in, well, I guess it was here in the 80s and early 90s, but went away. But now it's back. And so I was there yesterday afternoon for Channel 8. So I tried a Whataburger for the first time. That was very nice. And then last night, just got home, did my work. I missed the game. So you are the Mercedes, the official MC for our Vegas thrill. I saw that the ladies lost. How was the energy last night?
Oh my gosh, it was craziness. So they lose the first two sets, and everyone's like, "Okay, we got this. We got this. We got it." If it's best of five, so if Orlando wins the next set, it's over. So third set, Vegas wins, and we're like, "Yes! Oh my gosh, this is going to happen. We're on our way back to win this." Fourth set, the games go to 25 and you have to win by 2 points. So it's like 23-24 Orlando. Then it's 24-24 tied. Then we're up 25-24. Then they tie 25-25.
Oh,
and it's going back and forth. And it went up to 30. This final score was 30-28, and Orlando got that one.
Oh.
We were all on the edge of our seats, and we were yelling, and we were screaming. It was so crazy. So, yeah, they ended up losing to Orlando in four sets, but it was just such a great time. And it's so cool because so many of you guys that listen to the radio station are going to the games, and I love it. It makes me so happy. So I get to meet a lot of you guys, and we have fun. And it was just a great time, even though we had the loss, it was still so much fun. And they play again tomorrow night, so if you're looking for something to do, get your tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Columbus Fury is who they're playing tomorrow night. So 2-3 is the record for the ladies. I watched that first game, and I love when it comes down to match point for the Vegas thrill, how the lights go out.
Yeah, we do it different.
Yeah.
We do it different. And then we start playing music. I have a button on a machine that just emits smoke everywhere. So when that happens, I'm like, poof, and everybody's like, woo! Match point, make some noise.
Watching that first game was the first match point ever on TV for the Vegas thrill, and all of a sudden the lights go out, and just the announcer was so funny because the female announcer, I'm not sure what her name was, but she's like, "Oh, So apparently in Las Vegas, they dropped the lights at match point. It was just neat to see. It came across the TV.
It's a fun time. And even though we got the loss last night, we had a great time. I live on the west side of town. Dollar Loan Center is on the southeast side of town. So by the time I got home last night, I walk in the door and I remember being on the 215 and looking at the clock because it said 9:41. And I was like, oh, 94.1. And then by the time I got home, it was 10:01 and I hadn't eaten dinner. I was like, oh man. So my husband had gotten me something to eat. So I was out. I ate really quick, went upstairs, showered, tried to finish a little bit of my work. So yeah, it was kind of
this
a late night.
We have the game start at 7. This would be a late one, but lots of fun though.
Yeah. This is what caffeine is for, people. Come on now. We're good.
You don't got to preach to me on that one.
Yeah. So we're so happy to have you guys joining us this morning. So coming up right around 7:50 this morning, we're going to have a special guest in studio. Joe Coy will be joining us. So much to talk to about him. Just first of all, want to catch up. He's a good friend of the show. His stand-up is amazing. If you've never seen him do his thing, you got to check him out. We'll have your tickets. And of course, we got to catch up with him and just see, you know, how things are after, you know, what happened with the Golden Globes. I really want to see how he's doing. I bet he's doing great. He's just that kind
of
guy.
I was watching some of his special, the one that he did in LA at the Forum, and oh my gosh, it's as soon as he comes out on stage, you're literally in tears watching him laughing so hard the entire time. It's
so
a great special.
Funny. Yeah. I saw him over at the Wynn one time, and actually I've seen him there twice, and both times I was like, I couldn't stop laughing. I was crying. It was so great. So that is coming up this morning. We have another shot at the Girl Scout cookie tank. If you want to hear these Girl Scouts make their pitch, they are going to do that at 7 o'clock this morning. So looking forward to that. Let's get the show started this morning. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Out of My Head by Fastball?
Was I out of my head or was I out of my mind? How could I have ever been so blind? I was waiting for an indication. It was hard to find.
Do you want to hear All My Life by Casey and JoJo? Do you want to hear Heaven by DJ Sammy? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, is there something that you just love from like a restaurant or something? You love it so much that you want it in your home? I call it the don't mind if I do pass, where you find something and you just take it. I found something my dad took from a place just because he liked it in my house. We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Out of My Head by Fastball is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
It's Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. Do you have a don't mind if I do pass where you're like, I like this at this restaurant or at this business? I'm not talking about shoplifting, but I guess it's still stealing either way you look at it. But let's say you like something at a restaurant. You're like, I really wish I had this at home. So you take it. Or maybe it's from some other place. What do you take from a place? It was raining the other day and I was like, I know I have an umbrella in my car somewhere. I needed the umbrella, because I had to walk into a place and I couldn't get wet. So I was like, where's my umbrella? I'm looking at my car. I'm like, it must be in the trunk. So I go into the trunk and there's the umbrella, but right next to it is a blanket. And I was like, how long has this blanket been here? I never go in my trunk. And I look at it, I pick it up, I'm like, where did this even come from? This blanket is years old. And I know it's years old because it had a tag on it that said United Airlines. And I realize this is another one of the things that my dad saw that he liked when he was on a flight, a United Airlines flight. And he liked it and he decided, don't mind if I do. And he took it. And like 3 months ago, I was going through some glasses and I found this little mini champagne glass. I'm like, where did this come from? Sketched or etched on there? United Airlines. My dad would take stuff from the United Airlines flights all the time. He'd come in with like little things of cheese that he got in the airport lounge. And I'm just like, stop stealing stuff. It's enough.
El Jefe was a frequent flyer. He earned that blanket.
I can just
see your dad being on the flight. Excuse me, flight attendant, I'm a little bit chilly. Do you have a blanket? They bring it over. Oh, this is nice. Having to fold it up, maybe slide it into his carry-on.
No, he always says to my mom, put this in your purse. Put this in your purse. So I know my mom was his
so
mule.
Your mom's the guilty person.
She's the mule.
You got to get off the flight. Excuse me, ma'am. We came over here. She's like, why? What's wrong? Open up the purse. There's all this stuff inside of it.
Do you have a parent or a grandparent that has a don't mind if I do pass? And they will just take something from someplace because they think that either they're entitled to it or they just liked it that much. And maybe it left you mortified. I was kind of mortified about that. I was like, oh my gosh. 702-364-9400. Steph, what did your dad take?
My dad and I grew up on Roberto's. We loved that place, especially back home in San Diego. There was this one morning, I opened the fridge and there was a Roberto's hot sauce bottle. I'm like, what is the Roberto's hot sauce bottle doing in here? My mom said, your dad took it last night from Roberto's. I guess he snuck it into his jean jacket, and underneath it, he like walked out.
He took the whole bottle?
He took the entire bottle.
What are we teaching our children? Both of our parents were stealing things. I mean, come on.
I don't blame him. That Roberto's hot sauce, it's really good.
Some things are worth it, including Roberto's and a nice United Airlines blanket.
Nice and cozy while eating your Roberto's.
See, you've got to go on another flight and steal a second champagne glass so you have a pair of
glasses. I need a set,
glasses.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2010.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Hey, everybody. It's Friday. Welcome to the show, February 23rd. Thanks for joining us here as we get things going, kicking off the weekend a little bit early. And yes, it's show number 2010. I was just thinking, well, we only have 13 left of these, and then we're done with the early morning facts.
I think about this every single day because I love these facts. I love like a history thing here. What do we do after that? Some kind of on this day, more specific?
I don't know. Do people like that? I don't know. Like, you know, any suggestions? We're willing to hear them.
I'm a fan of it. I'm truly bummed, Mercedes. I really am.
Oh,
I'm like counting
man.
Down the days. We started this, what, like with show number 1940 or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think we started in like the 1910s.
Maybe,
yeah. It's been a while. But yeah, so here's what happened in the year 2010. The big world-changing event was Instagram. Instagram became available and it changed the social media world. Also, the iPad tablet was released in 2010. The top song of 2010 was
Don't Stop, Make It Pop, DJ Gomez,
TikTok by Kesha. Who knew that she was telling us the future of TikTok?
Instagram comes out and she's like, yeah, you guys enjoy this new Instagram.
Yeah.
TikTok is the next one.
I'm living way into the future, you guys. The movies to watch in 2010 were Toy Story 3, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1, Inception, and Megamind. In 2010, there was a traffic jam in China that started on August 13th of 2010, and it lasted 2 weeks. It jammed traffic for over 62 miles and it allowed drivers to move just like barely a mile a day.
Oh, that just sounds awful. At what point are you trying to turn around and go home?
There was nowhere to go. There was no way. You were locked in. I can't even imagine. I'm never going to complain about traffic in Vegas.
No, we're stuck for 15 minutes somewhere here in town. 2 weeks. That's what I have to look up. That's the one I want to look up. You give me a fact every day that I research. Because what caused that traffic jam? Who was the person that caused that traffic?
Just one person driving slow, probably. Yeah.
Taking the time, turn signal on.
Also in 2010, a Kansas State University professor, his name was Mark Hobb, he went on a Twinkie diet where he ate mainly Twinkies, Oreos, and Doritos because he wanted to prove to his students that calorie counting is the most important part of losing weight, not the nutritional content. So he goes on this Twinkie diet. He lost 27 pounds in 2 months. So he proved his point. It's all about calorie count.
Why didn't this guy take off and why didn't Twinkie run with this guy? Hostess, run with this guy. This could be a great spokesperson. Eat Twinkies and stay fit.
I think that, I mean, I wonder if they did blood work on him to see like the other stuff. Yeah, you lost weight, but like what was your cholesterol at? Did you lose muscle too at the same time? You got nothing that was of any benefit to your body.
As you're setting up this story, I thought the payoff was going to be, and he died of a heart attack 2 weeks after.
Well, that would be really tragic. I don't have that information. Also in 2010, the United States Postal Service, they mistook a Las Vegas replica of the real Statue of Liberty. They mistook the one. I don't know if it was the one at New York, New York, or if it was the one on West Sahara, but they made a Lady Liberty Forever stamp in 2010. And they accidentally used an image of our replica here in Las Vegas.
No kidding.
So it ended up resulting in a $3.5 million payout to the replica sculptor for violating his copyright.
Oh my gosh, it's huge for that person.
Yeah. Does anyone know which one it was? I was trying to find out last night and I couldn't figure out which one. I'm guessing it's New York, New York, but who knows? That one on West Sahara, every time I see it, I'm like, oh, look at it. It's the Statue of Liberty.
Who made that mistake? Who got in trouble for that one? Yeah. Hey, I need a picture of the Statue of Liberty. Oh, here's one. Okay.
Quick Google search. Here, this looks great. Altoids, they once came in sour varieties. I don't know if you guys remember this. I love the sour Altoids. They were discontinued back in 2010. That's when it all went downhill. Oh. The New Orleans Saints were your Super Bowl champions. The San Francisco Giants won the World Series. And the Chicago Blackhawks clinched the Stanley Cup. And the celebrities that we lost in 2010, Corey Haim, Dennis Hopper, Brittany Murphy, and your buddy, JC, Gary Coleman, we lost in 2010.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. He was a fan of the show. He did a couple things for us here back in the late 90s. He was so sweet. Yeah. Oh, okay. Coming up on the show today, you're going to Disneyland. We've got your tickets coming up at 7:30. Don't forget, Joe Coy will be in studio with us at 7:50. So much to come this morning. But up next is what's trending. What do you have for us?
Well, Selena Gomez just released a new single. We're going to play it for you. We've got that and much more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, Selena Gomez is trending this morning. The singer has a brand new single out. She dropped it yesterday, and she's getting pretty flirty with this new music. Her latest single, it's called Love On. She says that the song is inspired by her love of the City of Lights, Paris, where she lived for 2 months last year while filming the upcoming movie Amelia Perez. She announced the new single earlier this month after going Instagram official with her new love, producer Benny Blanco, and it's a cute song. Here's a listen. This is Love On by Selena Gomez. It's cute.
It's fun. Yeah, I like the beat to this.
I love it.
Can we do the, it's hard to get a, you can give us a little taste. Can we do the full song?
Do you want to do the full song? Do you guys want to hear the full song?
We'll
play the whole song. Let's see. What do you guys think? You want to hear it? 702-364-9400. If so, we can actually just do it after What's Trending.
Oh,
so,
cool. Awesome.
Yeah, let's do that. Also trending this morning is Christina Aguilera. So the singer really does want you to come on over. She is teaming up with Airbnb to offer this exclusive stay at a Mountain View home just off the Las Vegas Strip. And the perks are pretty wild. This house has 4 bathrooms, 4 bedrooms, an infinity pool, a fully stocked kitchen, and you can even get a free burlesque lesson with a professional choreographer. You can get made up by Christina's glam squad for a boudoir shoot. So this booking also includes a meet and greet with Christina herself.
No way.
VIP tickets to the show, the works. Most importantly, you're going to go home with a full range of products from Christina's sexual wellness brand, Playground.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where's this house? You know exactly where it is?
I don't know.
Sounds awesome.
I mean, Mountain View
of Red Rock, wherever it is.
Yeah, it says a Mountain View, so I'm guessing it's on the west side of town. If anybody knows where it is, let us know. I'm really curious. I was trying to get more information on that, but I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm like, where's this Mountain View at? But it's a 2-night stay up to 4 people from February 29th to March 2nd, and that booking opened yesterday. So check it out. Out on Airbnb, the Christina Aguilera Airbnb. And then finally this morning, McDonald's is trending. The fast food chain is making its debut in the beauty industry through a collaboration with Nails Inc. They're launching a McDonald's themed nail polish set. So the collection has polishes, stickers, all featuring the iconic fast food chains like motifs and colors. The products are available on the Nails Inc. website, and they'll be on Amazon and Target sites too. They have cute packaging and designs that incorporate things from McDonald's like french fries and burgers, and it's part of this bigger strategy that McDonald's is having to engage with consumers through style collaborations. Like they just did that one with Crocs, so they're trying to kind of make their brand branch out a little more, and that is what's trending.
So we have these passes for you to the advanced screening of Dune Part 2 coming up here in 3 minutes, but we're going to do the whole song here. Selena Gomez right now?
Yeah, latest from Selena Gomez, like I said, inspired by her love of the city of Paris. It's called Love On, and this is it. It's Mix 94.1.
Qu'est-ce que je vais te nommer? Je vais te nommer l'amour.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Liza. How are you?
I'm okay. It's Liza.
Oh, Liza. I'm so sorry. Well, welcome to the show. You are in for Heads Up. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right. So we have your category already. It's Friday. There's one left. It's White House. President's Day was on Monday. So these are all different U.S. presidents, okay?
Oh, great.
I know, right? I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay, so you just got to pick your partner now. Who do you want to go with?
You know, I'm going to do JT because it's always you.
Okay, no, I love it.
Thank you. This is twice this week. It's been a good week for me. I appreciate it. All right, here we go. At 60 seconds on the clock, you get 6 correct. You're going to go see the advanced screening of Dune, and we start now. This was the very first president of our country.
George Washington.
Yes. This man was very honest. The 16th president. He's on the penny. Freed the slaves.
Lincoln?
Lincoln. Yes. I'll pass on this next one. This is our current president.
Biden.
Yes. This was the president before Joe Biden.
Trump.
Yes. This was a president in the 90s married to Hillary. He did not have relations.
Clinton.
Yes. This president was assassinated.
Kennedy.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
Congratulations!
Nice.
You got it. What's going on? Why didn't it play?
It went to the Dune sound effects. What it went to?
All right. Yes, you got it. Congratulations, Liza.
Oh my gosh! I've been trying for a week.
Oh, nice job, guys.
Yeah, really, really nice job, Liza. You know your presidents, and you got those 4 passes to the advanced screening of Dune Part 2, and plus you're now qualified for that grand prize, which we'll probably draw today. That's the $400 gift certificate to Brio Italian Grill at Town Square. So congratulations to you. Now coming up next hour, 7:30, we have your passes to the Disneyland Resort. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning. It is finally Friday. I was talking with a coworker the other day about the things that scared you as a kid, what was it that just really scared you? 702-364-9400. We saw that the movie Labyrinth is being re-released in theaters in March. I never saw it. I mean, I saw like posters of it and stuff like that. That was the one David Bowie was in, right?
Same thing. Never saw that movie, but I see Bowie in that. And was he a scary character? What was his role in that movie?
I don't know. I never saw it, if anyone knows, but it's going to be re-released in theaters in March. I guess this is the music from Labyrinth.
Oh, Bowie sings on it. Okay.
Yeah. And I never saw it, but she said that movie scared me so bad. She goes, that was such a big part of my childhood, but it scared her so bad. And so I said, you know, the movie that scared the you-know-what out of me was this one. Look at what you see. The never-ending story absolutely terrified me. I was so scared of that movie. There were a couple of things that freaked me out, but there was one part, and if anyone remembers what exactly happened in this part, I think I blocked it out of my mind because I was so freaked out by it. But there's a part where a kid is yelling, Atreyu! Atreyu! And I don't remember what happened because I was so scarred by it that I blocked it out of my mind. But that movie scared me so bad as a kid.
Okay, who has seen, same thing, I just remember that big dog thing from that movie.
Yes, the flying dog.
The flying dog. I don't think I ever saw that full movie. Anyone know what that part is? And then what was it for you that just freaked you out as a kid?
Let's talk to Vic. Vic, what scared you when you were a kid?
Oh my God, when I was a kid, I was terrified of walking by gutters. Even as an adult, I still am. Thanks to it.
Oh, yes. And then imagine if there's a red balloon tied to it. Someone did that during Halloween time
really?
In my neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
They tied red balloons to the gutters. Vic, you would have been terrified in my neighborhood. It was really scary.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for calling. What was it for you?
That movie, and it's a scary movie. It's made to scare you, but Children of the Corn. I was a child when I saw this movie, and it was like the weirdest thing ever. Me and my friends were sitting at our house just playing, and my dad comes home with this movie. Does you guys want to see a scary movie? It was the middle of the day. We're like, sure. And he puts in Children of the Corn, and we watch this movie. And the movie was so freaky. That redheaded kid, McCallie, I forget the guy's name, but just scared me. But here's the thing. We live near cornfields. We would play in cornfields.
Oh, dang.
I was petrified to go out and play in the cornfields.
I know your next door neighbor was named Damien, too. Right?
Yes. How did you know? It was just, oh, my gosh. It freaked me out so much.
Marcella, good morning.
Good morning.
And what's was there something that scared you as a kid?
Well, it didn't really scare me. It's actually one of my favorite movies of all time.
What is it?
Labyrinth.
Oh, you loved Labyrinth. Okay, so I've never seen it. Was it scary? Or, I mean, you loved it. It was okay.
It was good. It was like whimsical. I mean, it's kind of a little bit dark, but not really. A girl wishes that her brother's taken away, Jared is David Bowie, and he's like the Goblin King, and just kind of teaching you a lesson about what to wish for.
Oh, she wished her brother away.
Yeah, sounds like a great movie.
Is this based on a true story from me when I was a kid?
What child did not wish their... What a great movie to think about. I think every child has an issue with their sibling at one point or another.
Yeah.
And this is teaching the lessons that you don't want to wish them away.
Oh, man. Someone just texted what happened when, in the movie The Neverending Story, when he was yelling, Atreyu, Atreyu. A horse drowns in the mud. That's what it was. Now you completely reinserted that into my mind. Yes, I blocked that out.
Note to self.
And now I just watched it and I'm like, wait. Oh my gosh, I remember that. Yes.
I'm not watching
that. His horse, he just starts sinking. And the kid's like, Atreyu.
Oh, hell, that's painful.
Oh my gosh, that memory just came back. And now I can't go on. I have to leave the show. I'm so sorry.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The great cell phone crisis of 2024 is over, but there's still questions as to what happened yesterday. Late yesterday, AT&T announced that service had been restored to its entire network after hours of no service at all. The problems even spread to other networks, including T-Mobile, Verizon, and others. But it was decided that most of the problems outside of the AT&T network were caused by users on other carriers trying to connect with the AT&T service. So thousands of people were left without the ability to even call 911 in an emergency, with iPhone owners finding their phones in SOS mode. There were many theories about what happened, everything from solar flares to cyber attacks to aliens, but AT&T ended the suspense last night in a statement saying that the outage was caused by the application and execution of an incorrect process used as we were expanding our network. So they were trying to make things better, and they made things worse in the process.
Well, maybe they'll learn from this and make things better afterwards. But I started to see some conspiracy theory. I didn't even see what they were, but people, and so it begins. Like, what begins? I think AT&T made an error.
Did you watch that movie with Julia Roberts?
What's the movie called? Because that made one of the memes that I saw.
The End of the World, or what was it?
Oh, because some people were posting, like,
Leave the world behind.
Yes, that's what people are posting. Like watch this.
Did you watch that?
No, what's it about?
Oh, you gotta watch it.
Oh, great. Is it tied into what happened?
No, it's crazy. So it's basically like, what would happen if all of our networks were hacked and something happened? And so this family, they get this Airbnb. They're like, we're going to go stay at an Airbnb this weekend, get out of the city. It's just been craziness. We all need a break. So they find this beautiful house outside of the city, and, you know, it's got a pool, and they're just relaxing. They're like, we're just going to chill here. And one night there's like a knock at the door, and it's the guy and his daughter who own the house. And they're like, can we please stay here? And they're like, well, what, we Airbnb this for me. What are you talking about? They're like, there's something happening in the city. We need to stay here. So they all stay in this house, and all the networks start breaking down. Like Teslas are being reprogrammed and driving into each other and crashing. And like, there's no cell service and you can't watch cable TV. It's crazy.
So then that people referencing that movie, like, oh, and So It Begins is why they were referencing that movie, because the networks were starting to go down yesterday. Okay.
You got to watch it. You go watch it this weekend.
So
if you haven't
one.
Watched it yet.
No.
Okay. Leave the World Behind. Steph, did you watch that when it first came out? It came out late last year.
I was in the Philippines when it was going like all viral, and I was just weird. It out by it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was a little weird.
To me, I was like, okay, so the Obamas produced it, and I was like, what do they know?
Oh, I didn't know the Obamas produced it.
Same, I didn't
know.
Oh,
now there's different layers to this. So now my friend that was posting that last night was actually on to something. if everything did go down in that situation, all the networks went down, power went out, all the grids went out, and we were just left. We had the pandemic, but we still had power. We had everything going on during the pandemic. What if we get in that situation and we've got nothing? I think I've asked you this before. How long would you be able to survive?
Well, like as far as what I have in my home mm-hmm. and stuff like that, I don't know. I'd say I've got a good month and a half, 2 months that we could survive.
Like food? How would you store your food? Because the power's out.
I've got a bunch of dry goods. The power's out.
No gas. You can't.
Oh,
my refrigerator's not working.
Oh, dang.
No running water.
Well, we've got some stuff in the pantry that we could probably, we'd have to ration everything, of course. It wouldn't be like free for all or anything, but
water?
I'd say a couple of months. I would fill the bathtubs up. what you're supposed to do. Fill up your bathtub.
You should have some water.
Yeah.
I found my, I'm going to go through it this weekend, but I was in our downstairs. We have a big like walk-in closet and I was back there grabbing some stuff. And I saw my pandemic box, some of the dry goods in my pandemic box that I haven't touched in 4 years. This weekend, my plan is to go. I know there's a jar of mayonnaise in there. So I need to go.
Oh, yeah,
there.
You're going to just survive on a jar of mayonnaise.
There's mayonnaise, black beans, and chicken noodle soup. It may have expired by now because I bought it in 2020, but my pandemic box is still in the house.
We just got a text that says, no disrespect to Mercedes, but JC, it's not a good movie. Thank you for, like, you know, giving me the heads up on that. I appreciate
it. It sounds like a good movie, though.
I hated the end. The ending was the most awful ending to any movie or show that I have ever seen in my entire life. It was terrible.
The whole thing's not a dream, is it?
No.
Okay.
Did anyone, don't say the ending, please don't say the ending, but did anybody watch it and did you actually like the ending? I have not met one single person that thought that was a great ending. It was awful.
Well, you saw me on the movie. I was so excited.
But like,
now, it gives me this little, like, there's nothing going on TV wise this weekend. Like, maybe we'll watch a movie Sunday afternoon or something.
I want you to watch it just so you can experience the awfulness that is the ending. Because you will, at that ending, you will go, are you kidding me?
Let's lock this in.
I was so angry at that ending. I was just like, this, oh my God.
Homework assignment. Everyone watch the movie this weekend. Let's come back to this Monday morning at 6:50 and I'll talk about, give our thoughts on the ending.
Everyone's texting about the ending now. Not a good ending. Worst ending ever. I didn't like the movie and it's so dumb. Yeah. Now I want you to see it because I want to see what you say.
I want to watch it. You sold me on the movie, but now I want to watch it because of the ending. I'm going to do it this weekend.
All right, guys. It is almost time for one very determined Girl Scout to enter the cookie tank. It's like the Shark Tank, but it is for Girl Scout cookies. It's Girl Scout cookie season, and there are a lot of young entrepreneurs out there trying to sell their cookies, and we have a very brave girl named Tedra from Troop 194 from Sky Canyon who will be entering the cookie tank in just about 3 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And it is time for the cookie tank. Entering the cookie tank is 11-year-old Tedra from Sky Canyon. Tedra has been a Girl Scout for 6 years. Tedra sold over 4,000 cookies. Whoa. Welcome to the cookie tank, Tedra. How are you?
Good, thank you.
It is an honor to have you gracing us with your presence here, and we have heard you want to sell some cookies. Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get to the pitch.
Well, my name is Tedra. I've been in Girl Scouts for 6 years now, and I'm a Girl Scout cadet.
What's a Girl Scout cadet? What does that mean?
It's middle school, 6 through 8.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, you've been doing this for a while. I'm very impressed.
Tedra, what's your goal with selling the Girl Scout cookies? What's the end mission with all your sales?
So I want to sell 2,000 packages so I can get the Beats headphones.
Oh, it's all of those headphones. I totally hear you. Okay, so Tedra, tell us some of the things like you're into. What are the things that you like to do in your spare time, your hobbies, your musical preferences, stuff like that?
Well, I love playing games on my computer. I love playing football. I love playing outside with my friends.
I love drawing as well.
What kind of music do you like?
I like Michael Jackson. I like upbeat music.
Okay. Nice. Wow. Get to know Tedra. All right, Tedra. So it's time. You want to sell some of those cookies? Let's make our pitch. Yes. You are in the cookie tank. Talk to us. Why should we buy your cookies?
Well, we outsell, Girl Scouts outsells Oreos every year. Well, we have 1 month to sell. Well, they have the entire year.
Ooh, I did not know that about the Oreos.
What are Oreos?
What are Oreos?
Like the cookies? Oh, yeah. The outside Oreo cookies?
The Oreos are selling
God. I thought you meant Oreos like another like offshoot of Girl Scouts or something. Oreo cookies, you outsell them? That's crazy.
Yes.
And why should we buy cookies from you specifically, Tedra?
Well, it helps me get these skills, goal setting, people skills. It helps me get... We're going to San Diego as well. We're going to the USS Midway at the end of the year.
And this will all help with that, huh?
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm willing to make my first offer.
Okay. Steph, you're up. Go for it.
Impressed by you, Tedra. I'm willing to do two boxes, and I'll play you a Michael Jackson song.
Oh,
okay. That's my offer. Okay.
Okay.
Anyone else?
I have an offer, Tedra. I have an offer. Okay. So I bought some yesterday, but I really am impressed by you a lot. I think you're pretty awesome. So I'm going to offer to buy, you know what? I'm going to go five boxes. I want to go. I really enjoy those lemon ups. Are those the ones?
Yeah.
I'd like to get some lemon ups and then maybe throw a box of Adventurefuls in there. So I'm just flat out just going to offer to buy five boxes from you.
Okay.
Oh, I like both your offers. And I really like that Michael Jackson one as well.
Oh, you're
playing a Michael Jackson
me?
One.
Uh-oh.
So, Tedra, here's what I want to do. I'm going to combine the two. So I'll offer you a total. I'll buy a total of seven boxes of cookies and play a Michael Jackson song as well.
Oh.
Okay, I'll take... It sounds good.
You're going to go with JC's
My
offer?
Seven boxes and a Michael Jackson
yes.
song? Yes!
Oh!
I like
JC
it.
JC got
I
the
like
deal.
I like it, yeah.
Stealing Steph's idea.
I see you.
That was good.
So, Shark Tank, right?
So, Tedra, what Michael Jackson song do you want to hear then since it's part of your deal?
Thriller.
Oh
gosh. Bump it up to eight boxes, Tedra. I'll go eight boxes now. Steph has loaded it up. Thank you so much, Tedra. And here it is. I'm eight boxes in, but we're getting Thriller because of it.
She won in two different ways here.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It's close to
midnight. Now back to Mercedes in the morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
You're going to Disneyland. We've got your tickets to the Disneyland Resort coming up here in less than 5 minutes when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
Gwen Stefani, she has opened up about how stomach churning it can be to listen to old No Doubt songs. She did an interview and she said she goes out of her way to avoid certain tracks from her old band because it's just too painful. She says, I can't listen to a lot of songs because they speak so clearly to me about the regret, the mistakes you've made. Most of the songs are about that. And she even specified the song that just brings her back, that makes her what, how she said she almost threw up in her mouth when she hears it.
Oh gosh.
It's this song. A song that she says is so difficult to listen to because of her ex. And she used to be with Tony from No Doubt.
Tony from No Doubt too? Or was this about Gavin?
This one's about Gavin. Yeah. So she's had a few exes that are inspiring her music, but this one specifically is about Gavin. Is there a song that you just can't hear because it reminds you of your ex? And you just, you don't like it. So if it comes on, you're like, bye-bye, or you just purposely avoid it. What is the song that will remind you forever of your ex? 702-364-9400.
She was my very first serious girlfriend. The one that just, I mean, she broke my heart when she broke up with me. She's the reason I'm here in Las Vegas. The pain was so hard, I had to leave town. And her name was Andrea, and she loved the Counting Crows. That was her favorite band at the time when we were dating. So you get like Mr. Jones was like back in the happy days of our relationship, but this song, Round Here, was her favorite. Oh my gosh, when I hear this, it takes me back. The pain starts to overtake my body.
So sad. No Counting Crows for the rewind today.
And I love the song too, but it's just, I hear it, I instantly go back, and that pain, it's still in my heart, and it starts to peek out when I hear that song.
Hey, Marina, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, is there a song that just reminds you of your ex?
Yes, it's Britney Spears, You Drive Me Crazy.
Why? Why does this make you think of your ex?
Well, the craziest reason, I don't know why, but towards the end of our marriage, he actually had that as my ringtone for him when I would call him.
Oh, gosh. What the heck? You Drive Me Crazy?
Maybe in a good way. Like, he gets excited that you're calling.
I hope so, but it didn't end well. So, I'm sorry, Marina. What is the song that reminds you of your ex? Mine is kind of unconventional, like yours, Marina. Bear with me. This is a song that I can't listen to because it reminds me of my ex.
Coolio's Gangster's Paradise, what, late 90s, right? Mid to late 90s?
Yeah, well, what year? Dangerous Minds.
96, I think, is when that movie came out. Maybe 95?
1995.
95, okay.
We saw that movie together. And I don't know, that movie reminds me of him, and so when I hear that, I'm like, oh, man. Ew. Get out of here.
What about seeing any other Michelle Pfeiffer movies?
No, it's just that's the song? One we went to. And I remember, you know, him saying, oh, this is such a great movie. And then after that, he would listen to Gangsta's Paradise nonstop. I'm like, get out of here with that nonsense.
I love how
rest in peace, Coolio. But no.
How we tell people to call us right now and tell us what the song is, and we'll play that song
for you. Yeah, so you can hear it and be reminded of your ex.
That is tough.
Oh, man, is it that time already?
It is time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute. This week, for some reason, has been real intense with the Mega Minute.
It's been so intense, but I think a lot of it has to do with what we have to give away, and that is a four-pack of two-day... What was that?
It was so Coolio going. Coolio's still there for you.
Four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You'll also qualify for the grand prize, which is a Disneyland Resort vacation that includes a two-night hotel stay and four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. All you have to do is conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get all of them correct, you win. Easy as that. We want to get a winner. It's Friday. Let's end this week on a high note. Caller 20 gets to try their hand at the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, good morning, Brittany. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And yourself, Mercedes and Daisy?
We are great. So glad to have you on the show. Are you ready to try your hand at the Mega Minute?
I am very nervous, but I am ready.
Okay, just take a deep breath. You've got this. It's been done before. Why shouldn't it be done by Brittany, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
So, Brittany, you'll have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. And if you do, you're going to Disneyland. Now, if you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
What artist just hit number one on the country charts for the first time ever with their song Texas Hold'em?
Rihanna?
No. What alcoholic beverage would you usually find an olive in?
Martini.
Yes. Reggae musician Bob Marley was what from what country?
Jamaica.
Yes. What city is known as the Big Apple?
New York.
Yes. What kids' TV show is associated with the saying, swiper, no swiping?
Dora the Explorer.
Yes. Name a city outside of the United States that also has a Disney park.
Florida?
Outside of the United States.
Oh, outside of the United States. Japan?
Judges, it's yes. not a city. Okay, we'll yes, that. We'll take it. In what city will the Super Bowl be taking place next year?
Past.
The character Optimus Prime appears in which movie franchise?
Pass.
Gingivitis affects what part of the body?
Mouth.
Judges.
No. Yeah, it's tough.
Darn
that's
it.
Tough.
Brittany, I'm so sorry. Oh, that is so tough. Hang on the line. The artist that just hit number one on the country charts for the first time with her song Texas Hold'em, that's Beyonce. What else did we miss on? A city outside of the United States that also has a Disney park. She said Japan. Judges accepted it. Tokyo does have one.
Yeah, Judge JC accepted it, but Judge Steph gave me some serious side
eye.
Oh,
she was like, no.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it didn't end up mattering. In what city will the Super Bowl be taking place next year? That's New Orleans. And the character Optimus Prime appears in which movie franchise? That is Transformers. Oh, also, gingivitis affects the gums.
That's
not
true.
The mouth. I mean, it does affect the mouth, but specifically the gums.
The gums is the answer, yeah.
That was a tough one.
It's tough. Well, then, caller 20-702-364-9400. You get these tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Do you guys ever get a song stuck in your head? Like, I cannot get this song out of my head. It's just when there's a lull in between my thoughts, The first thing that pops in my head is, this ain't Texas. The new Beyonce song. I can't stop thinking about that. This ain't Texas. I know. Hold on. Does anyone get like an earworm song stuck in their head like
wait,
that?
Let me give Beyonce.
Oh my gosh.
This ain't Texas.
I literally Doja Cat is on and I'm listening to it, but I keep going, this ain't Texas. I know. Hold on. Why am I doing that? That song is everywhere.
You get this song right here. You're talking about, right?
This ain't Texas.
Yes.
And I'll hold them. Woo.
Okay, so that one has been in my head a lot, but ever since they announced the Vegas Thrill and we just said AC/DC Shoot the Thrill should be their song,
yeah.
Anytime we mention the Thrill, I see the Thrill on Instagram, I see one of the players, this song pops in my head. Shoot the Thrill!
And this isn't even their theme song, but we kind of made it their unofficial theme song.
After the show yesterday, I'm like, what are you guys going on today? Mercedes is like, I'll be at the Thrill game. In my head, I'm like,
and I got there and I was like, hey, ladies,
this is Texas.
I'm telling you, there are just certain songs that are catchy and they get stuck in your head. It's crazy. I can't. I know I must be so cringy when I just randomly start saying this is Texas.
I think we might have some things going on here.
Like a hiccup.
A hiccup in today's show. Do you see Steph's note? Why don't we hit a song? Regroup. Because I think we need to regroup about what's happening behind the scenes.
Wow.
So let's hit a song.
I'm really disappointed. I'm really disappointed.
I'm shocked, to be honest. I'm shocked. Well, let's hit a song and we'll come back and we'll explain what's happening behind the scenes right now. Some stuff is going on. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
It's Mercedes in the morning. I'm speechless right now. I'm really kind of shocked and surprised, but there's no love lost. And we are always transparent with you guys. That if there's one thing that I think we take great pride on, it's just that we are always honest mm-hmm. with you guys about stuff that's going on. And so we were supposed to have Joe Coy on the show. Now he was actually on his way here. And as he was on his way here, his publicist called Steph just to, you know, kind of confirm, you know, we're on our way. I guess they were running a little bit late and we're like, yeah, no problem. It's totally fine. We'll adjust. And then she said something to you, Steph, that turned everything around. You want to talk about what happened?
And I don't know if it was she was listening, and maybe because we've been teasing, like maybe what he's been up to after the Golden Globes. And she said, can we please avoid the Golden Globe conversation? And I let you guys know, and this is kind of what went down.
Yeah, so they didn't want us to bring up what happened at the Golden Globes with him hosting. And I think you and I, JC, were his biggest cheerleaders going into that. We're like, he's going to kill it.
Yes.
It was awesome. After the fact, it went the way it went, whatever. We were still his biggest cheerleaders. Like, hey, he had an off night. If you've ever seen his stand-up, you know how awesome he is. I still maintain he's one of the best stand-ups I've ever seen. Like, he's fantastic.
He's unbelievable. We love him, and we've been a fan of his since day one. And we even said, though, too, he accepted that Golden Globes with such short notice, too. Mm-hmm. If he had more time, he probably would have done things differently. And it's not like we're going to open up and spend 20 minutes talking about the Golden Globes, but that is something we would bring up with him. He's a friend of ours, and just see how things are going after the fact. What were his thoughts during the show? And that would have been pretty much it. We're not going to sit there and hammer him, play audio clips, and do this whole thing. We just wanted to touch base and see how things were going. And we just did a whole thing on the show yesterday talking about how Kelly Rowland walked off the set of the Today Show because she got upset with them pressing about Beyonce.
And we said, you know, you have to do your job. And you know, Savannah, while I get it, maybe she went a little overboard. You got to ask the girl who grew up with Beyonce what she thinks of Beyonce's new music. Mm-hmm. You just got to ask it. Kelly Rowland didn't like it. So we would be the biggest hypocrites if we were like, oh, okay, we're not going to ask anything about the Golden Globes. Like, we had to. And we're like you said, we're not going to spend 10 minutes on it. Just like, hey, you know what? I hope you're doing better after that. We loved you. Da 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 da. And they said, if you ask, we're not going to come. And so Steph went back and said, we can't guarantee that. We're not going to ask that. And then what did she say?
She just said that it felt like he's explained himself for the past couple months of why, how it's went down. And we just want to stay on a positive note and talk about all of his great shows that he just did in L.A. And I said, hey, there's no hard feelings. If you feel like you need to pull out on a professional level, we still love you. We still love Joe. And I hope that you guys feel the same way. It's all business here. And she said, okay, thank you guys. Maybe next time or something like that.
And so Joe Coy turned his car around and then went home or went somewhere else. And
wow.
Joe, are you listening right now? Do you want to call? 702-364-9400.
We love you, Joe.
We do.
We got to do our job too, you know? And again, we weren't going to spend that much time. Like, just like, hey, you know, I know you had a rough time there. And just so you know, we still support you and love you. And obviously you have thousands of fans who do too. We just wanted to know how he's doing since then. That was it. We can't be hypocrites and not ask about that. We can't.
We were talking about it off the air too, right before the song ended about, yes, he has addressed the situation, but I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to the show right now haven't heard him address the situation.
I haven't heard him address it, honestly.
The media, and I haven't. I'm sure he has done interviews, but I haven't heard him say one thing about it. So I just want to be curious to see, just to get his thoughts on the whole thing. And we're not, he should know us at this point. We've done so many interviews and bits and stuff with him that we're not the kind of attack media show where we come at him really hard. Just wanted to check in on things. But
I think we genuinely care about our guests, and he's a friend. And I'm super sad that, you know, I really was hoping that they would have the trust that we would handle that in a classy manner. And I don't blame him personally. I know publicists have a job that they have to do. But yeah, so he was supposed to be on and he turned around.
Bummed. I love Joe. I think about my Filipino celebrities. I think of Joe. I think of him as my kuya, my older brother. And I was going to finally get to meet him. So I don't know. I'm just bummed, but I get it. It's a business. You got to do what you got to do.
Oh, you've never been here when he's been in studio
no,
before?
No, I've only been on the phone. So I'm wearing my Filipino shirt for him.
I'm so sad.
Life is better with Sinigang and Joe Coy.
Oh geez.
It's okay.
I'm really bummed. But yeah, so that's what happened. We still love him. He's amazing. And go see his stand-up show. He's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on April 26th. You got to get your tickets. JoeCoy.com. He's absolutely incredible and you'll have a great time at the show.
If you're in your car right now and you have one of those RDS feeds and it's just what says what's happening on the show. I think it should.
What does it say?
It says Joe Coy not in studio. what's showing on everyone's radio right now. Well, dude, we do love you, Joe, and we have lots more still to come on the show, including next hour. There's tickets to go see Twice that happens right around 8:25.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Oh, what a morning.
Well, okay, so Joe Coy was supposed to be in studio with us, but he pulled out at the last minute because his publicist told us he doesn't want to talk about the Golden Globes and everything went down to the Golden Globes. Of course, there were a couple issues there. He had that Taylor Swift joke that didn't go over too well. And so we talked about that, and then we played a Taylor Swift song.
That was purely coincidence, I swear to God. Like, that was the next song that we were scheduled
truly
to play.
Was.
Like, someone
truly
texted
was.
Us, I'm like, oh my gosh. I didn't even catch that. But yeah, so it's been an interesting morning so far. You know what? Today is the last day that you can get your nomination in for our February Teacher of the Month. If you know a teacher that is amazing, that deserves some recognition, we want to hear from you. On our website, you go to our website at mix941.fm, click on contest, and from there you can nominate your teacher for a Teacher of the Month.
So the random drawing is a simple thing that's done, and then the winning teacher receives some really cool things. $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Finley Chevrolet. An additional $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union. And then you get the personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
So today's the last day. Get your nomination in at mix941.fm under the contest tab. And thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
Hey, are you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
All right, it's Friday, and we spin the Oh Wow Wheel. Janice is on the phone. Hi, Janice, how you doing?
Hi, good, thank you.
We are so happy that you are joining the show. You are going to be our guest vetoer this morning. You'll decide if the person it lands on gets to play their song here for the Oh Wow Wheel. We're on our final week of our categories. The wheel has been spun. It's slowing down, and it is going to land on me.
All right. Nice, that's
all
nice.
Right. Okay, so Janice, here's the deal. If you decide you don't want to hear my song, we'll give it the veto, and then it's going to move to someone else. I'm not going to tell you who it's going to move to. It'll be a surprise. But my category this week was a song from an artist that sang on the song We Are the World. That must have been your category.
That was my category. So, yeah, absolutely. Many artists to choose from.
Okay, yeah, there were a lot of artists to choose from. It was hard to pick, but I decided to go with Steve Perry, who was on there, and I picked Oh Sherry. Now, Janice, do you want to hear it, or do you want to give it the veto?
Let it play.
Nice! All right, let's go!
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Perry, Oh Sherry on the Friday Oh Wow Wheel.
That was my song. I had to pick a song that was by someone who was featured in the song We Are the World. There's that new Netflix documentary about the making of the song. So that was my pick. Now, if I would have gotten the veto, it was going to go over to you, Steph. What was your category? What was your song?
Nice. My category was a song from a movie or TV show. I went with 8 Mile, Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Solid.
Yeah.
Mom spaghetti.
All right, JC, you weren't in the mix this week, but what was your category and what was your song?
Category was a song with the word dance in the title, and I had a couple in mind, but since we talked about this guy earlier in the show, David Bowie, I was going to go with Let's Dance.
Here, just just talking about David Bowie and the movie Labyrinth.
Yes.
And how that movie scared some people as children. But this song never scared anyone. Such a good song.
Great song from the 80s. Hey, coming up next in about 4 minutes, your tickets to go see Twice. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. I wish you would step back from that
ledge, my friend. It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Amanda. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. We've got these tickets for you to see Twice at Allegiant on March 16th, but you just got to win Heads Up. Your category today is Pluto. Pluto Day was this past Sunday, so these are all things that are associated with space, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'm going to go you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Amanda, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct and you win, and you start now.
This is the name of the planet that we live on.
Earth.
Yes. This is the people, they work for NASA, and they go into space. They are?
Astronauts?
Yes. This is the last planet in our solar system, but then it got demoted as a planet. It's the subject of this. Yes. This is, there's a full one of these at night sometime.
Moon.
Yes. This is the company that sends people to space. I just mentioned it.
NASA.
Yes. This is, blank, we have a problem. The city that we have
Houston.
A... Yes!
Yes!
You got it! Nice job!
Amanda, you're all set with tickets to go see Twice, the Fifth World Tour, ready to be once again. This is Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, March 16th. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mercedes, I feel like this is more than a concert. This is an event that's taking place in March.
It's going to be big. And hey, just FYI, if you're still wanting to win Twice tickets, tomorrow morning I'm going to be at Silver State Schools Credit Union, the Westcliff branch on Rainbow and Westcliff, just south of the 95, and we're going to have Twice tickets to give away.
Oh my, that's always an event.
Yes, 10 a.m. until noon tomorrow morning. Make sure you come out and register to win. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Do you have an ex that is still ruining your life? Like, you have nothing to do with them anymore, but they still find a way to manage to infiltrate your life and ruin it. What are they doing? 702-364-9400. One of my husband's friends, he got a divorce and his ex-wife took one of the cars that they had. But the problem is the loan, it's in his name. So she has the car.
Mm-hmm.
Loan is in his name. And in the last year, she's already been late twice on the payments. So she is killing his credit score.
Oh, he's getting dinged every time.
Yes.
Oh.
I guess he has one of those things where you can get a free credit score every month. And he's just like, I don't know if she's doing this on purpose or not, but she is ruining my credit score. And they haven't even been together for like 2 years, and she's still in his life in that way. I feel for him. I was like, can you like put it in her name? And he said, I don't know, that there's too many hoops to jump through and that it was just easier doing it this way until it gets paid off. But now in the process, she's ruining his life by ruining his credit score.
Oh, and then if there's any collections, not that it isn't collections yet, but if you're late to a certain point, they'll start calling you and you're getting emails and everything else. So he's having to deal with that stuff then. And he's not even the one missing the payments.
Yeah, it's got to be really frustrating. How is your ex still ruining your life and you're not even a part of their life anymore? 702-364-9400. They just can't move on. We have Anonymous just hung up. Do you have someone who does that?
I do. This was kind of the same thing, but on a much smaller scale. But still at the time, it was very big to me. It was a girl I was dating here in Las Vegas, and we just went our separate ways. And she moved to California. And all of a sudden, I started getting these notices from Blockbuster saying you have overdue movies. This was back when Blockbuster Video was the thing. And like, it was 1999, so it was like, you're 30 days overdue on Eyes Wide Shut. Like, I never rented Eyes Wide Shut, and there was a bill in there for like 40, 50 bucks. And then I got another one for like The Matrix or something. I'm like, I am not renting these movies. And then you see where the rentals are coming from, and they're in West Hollywood. And I call up Blockbuster. I'm like, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm not in West Hollywood. And they pull up my account. I had gotten my girlfriend at the time a Blockbuster video card.
So she was
the one that was renting the movies and just not returning them for whatever reason. Not returning them on time. So Blockbuster was coming after me because I was the account holder on the Blockbuster video card.
She probably thought, like, oh, he'll never know.
Blockbuster won't figure it out. Getting letters from Blockbuster talking about my overdue movies in L.A.
That would be really frustrating. Did you have to pay that bill?
I think she ended up returning. So I ended up calling her and saying, hey, do you have these movies? She's like, yes. I'm like, return them because they're coming after me.
Oh.
And she returned them, and I didn't do anything. So whether Blockbuster sent me to collections, I don't know, but I never paid any money on it.
Anonymous, how is your ex still ruining your life?
So we got an apartment together, and after we split up, I gave her the payments every month for it. She never paid it, and it went into they're going to kick us out, so I ended the lease early. And now I still owe the apartment complex $8,000.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. So you were giving her the money to pay, but she was spending it on other stuff?
Apparently, because she never paid the apartment.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Anonymous. That's the worst. That's when you go direct to the apartment and just pay them. But you would think, okay, she'll still pay. She's a decent person. Uh-uh.
You find out their true colors. Once you break up and
go
south.
Better off alone, I say.
Yeah, isn't that the Alice DJ song?
Yes,
yeah,
better
absolutely.
Off alone.
Hey, there's tickets for you to go see Jennifer Lopez. We've got them actually next hour, 1 hour exactly from now at 9:40.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Did you see that first trial in the Rust movie shooting? It's underway already in New Mexico.
I just saw a headline on it, actually.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
Oh, so the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, she was killed by accidental gunfire on the set of this Alec Baldwin Western film back in October of 2021. And the prosecutors are saying that the weapons armorer for the movie, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, she's largely responsible for Hutchins' death. She's accused of bringing live ammunition to the set, and she could get up to 3 years in prison if she's convicted. But in the prosecutor's opening statement, he argued that she acted negligently without due caution. She's pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter and evidence tampering, and her defense attorneys are saying she's being smeared unfairly, and that it was Alec Baldwin's fault. It wasn't her fault. But, like, the live ammunition is there and you brought it. Like, why would you do that?
Shouldn't
it's a
be
movie.
On the set.
What are you doing?
Should not even be on the set. Why even have a gun? Like, I don't know, just using the blanks and everything with this technology and everything. Can't they just have a rubber gun and have the bang bang sound effect in post production?
You would think. I don't. That's not my forte. And I know it's not yours either. Like, the movie is business. But it just would seem that with all the other options out there, that bringing live ammunition wouldn't have had to have even been a thing.
Is that necessary at all? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So we'll keep you posted on that. We can rest a little easier this morning about the priorities of younger Americans. This new survey is out saying that having good finances is more important to Gen Z than having social media followers. I mean, I would hope so, but you just never know, right?
That's good.
They say that 9 in 10 millennials would rather have excellent credit than 50,000 followers on TikTok. Gen Zers say the same thing. Most Gen Zers got their first bank account at age 19 and their first credit card at 20. And 10% still don't have a credit card or a credit score.
Do you remember getting your first credit card?
Yes, I did, for a t-shirt in the UMC. That was kind of like our student union. The Discover card was there, and I signed up, and I think my credit limit was $200. I mean, it was nothing. I think I used it 2 times, and I had maxed my credit limit, and I had no income whatsoever. I was like, how am I going to pay for this? It was just, what a mess. Don't get a credit card if you don't need one.
Don't. I remember I did the Discover one at UNLV, but my very, very first was, I was still back in living at home in Pennsylvania, and it was a Visa card. It was for the same thing, it was like a $200 credit limit, and I had to send them It was almost like a debit card before a debit card, because I had to send them the $200. So they had my $200.
Oh, it was like a prepaid.
Yeah, but it worked like a Visa card. But I remember,
man, you must have really had bad credit.
I had no credit. I had zero credit, but that was my first credit card. And then after using it for like a year, then I got a real one. I got a MasterCard that had $500 worth of real credit on it. And that's when the trouble started.
When the trouble starts, that is for sure.
And credit card number three came along in college.
Oh, I know. Finally, this morning, this is, it's such a Florida story, but at the same time, I guess it could happen anywhere. Jacksonville doctors removed 150 live bugs in the larva stage from the nose and sinuses of a man.
How'd they get up there?
Oh my gosh. So the guy says he's been feeling a little off since October. And it wasn't until his face and his lips started swelling in February that he decided to go to the hospital. And the doctors examined his nose with a camera, only to discover dozens of bugs feeding on the inside of his nose and sinus cavity that was shedding tissue. And that's what kind of spurred the inflammation. They said that their team tried to remove the bugs with suction, but when that got clogged, they had to use different instruments to pluck them out. Those like little nose bugs did not want to get evicted. They were all about staying up in there. There's actually like footage that you could see. I don't recommend it, of just showing the bugs crawling inside there. It's stomach churning.
How could you know? When there's two bugs, you should notice it. How does he go that long? Oh my gosh.
Have you ever accidentally eaten or inhaled a bug before, though? Am I the only one that's happened to before? Because we'll be going on a walk and I'll be talking to my husband and I'm like, yeah, da da da. And like some bug will fly in my mouth. I'm like, or I've actually like sneezed before. And you know how you sneeze, ha-choo, but then after you go,
get that inhale?
I've had a bug go up my nose on the inhale before. It's so disgusting.
But you blow that bug out. You don't wait for 149 other bugs to join them before you do anything
about
it.
Sometimes they don't want to. You have to stick your finger up there and like make them come out. It's gross.
We have two pairs of tickets to give away right now that we're planning on giving away earlier with a guest and a game, but things changed.
Yeah, so we have your tickets right now to see Joe Coy. He is going to be at the T-Mobile Arena in April. He was supposed to be on the show today. Unforeseen circumstances prevented that, but we still have nothing but love for the guy. So if you want to go see him, callers 20 and 21 right now, you'll get tickets to go see Joe Coy at the T-Mobile Arena in April. 702-364-9400. Oh my gosh, I'm dancing in my studio. Your requests are so good this morning, you guys. Keep them coming. 702-364-9400.
We love this. This hour is all about you. Whatever
so
song
fun.
You want to hear, send it our way, and we'll get it on between now and 10 a.m. And right now we do the Friday Rewind Quiz.
Okay, so we take it back to a year. We try to figure out what the song is. The thing is, the song is rewound also. It's played backwards. So see if you can correctly identify the song. What year are we doing?
We're going back to 1997, and this song spent 10 weeks on the charts. On February 23rd, 1997, it was sitting at its peak position of number 48 on the Hot 100.
Oh, wow. So it's a hit.
Top 50 hit. I will tell
48.
You.
48.
This was a hit on our radio station in 1997.
It was? Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
you
my
couldn't
gosh.
Escape it on Mix 94.1.
Sarah McLachlan, Jewel.
No. You ready?
Yeah.
Here it is backwards. It's there. I see. It's so funny. I can see it formulating in Mercedes' head. She's trying to grab it in her mind. It's there. It's somewhere in a dark spot of your mind. You got to grab it. Go back to 97.
Like, I hear it. I'm just spacing. Oh.
You got it. It's there. Focus. Go back to 97.
Better Than Ezra.
Yes.
What's the name of the song? Desperately Wanting?
Yes.
Oh, my my gosh. It was like on the tip of my tongue. Oh, yeah, this was a huge hit on the station.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. This is better than Ezra. It's Desperately Wanting from 1997. Pass the road to your house that you never
come.
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Friday. Make sure you join us next week. We have a lot happening. We're going to have more tickets for you to see Twice. We'll be giving those away all week long. Also, tickets to see Madonna. Now, and these aren't your regular tickets. These are tickets on the floor. We'll tell you how you can win those. Also, make sure you join me tomorrow. I'll be at Silver State Schools Credit Union, the Westcliff branch on Rainbow and Westcliff, just south of the 95. We will have the Money Moves Mobile Cash Contest where you can actually win money. It's like Cash Cab. It's really cool. And then more Twice tickets to give away. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be there from 10 a.m. until noon tomorrow. You guys going to be anywhere this weekend?
Home? I'm going to a car show tomorrow morning.
Say hi. No matter where we are, say hi to us. We're out and about. But J-Love is on the way next. Everyone, have a great weekend.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.